Well, happy Friday to you. I have to admit, I panicked a bit a couple of days ago when I heard there was a shortage of cream cheese, because without cream cheese, there'd be no cheesecake under my tree.
Cream cheese is critical to us at Eli's.
That's Mark Schulman, the second-gen owner of Eli's Cheesecake, the son of Eli.
Ooh, you know, we might buy 5 million pounds of cream cheese a year.
Did you say 5 million?
Yeah, it's a lot.
And this isn't the kind of cream cheese you buy by the brick at the grocery store. Eli's has a specially formulated cream cheese.
Well, if you get an Eli's cheesecake, there's almost 2 pounds of cream cheese in every 3.5 pound cheesecake. So, you know, we just can't use any cream cheese. So it took us a long time to come up with the right formula that works for us.
Still thinking about that 5 million pounds a year. Anyway, back to the reason for my call to Mark. Is the cream cheese shortage causing a shortage of Eli's cheesecake?
Cream cheese and many other basic commodities, chocolate, sugar, other dairy, have really been tough to procure. So our team has been really busy working with several suppliers.
Okay, but is there enough Eli's cheesecake to go around during this, the busiest time of the year?
We've come close to running out, but we've not run out, so we've been able to meet all of our holiday orders.
Yay! Mark's dad started making cheesecake at the family's iconic restaurant, Eli's, A Place for Steak. The steakhouse is a memory, but the cheesecake empire continues to thrive. Over 200 employees are involved in making the many varieties of Chicago-style cheesecake. From the farm to your belly, today is National Maple Syrup Day. Credit Native Americans with figuring out how to make tree sap taste good. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.